From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Thailand's Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha said authorities were searching Tuesday for some suspects seen in security camera footage at the site where a bombing in the country's capital killed at least 22 people and wounded 120 others. The government will work to find those perpetrators and bring them to justice, he said in a televised address. One suspect who appeared in CCTV footage taken at the Erawan Shrine shortly before the late Monday blast shows a man taking off a backpack and leaving it on a bench before walking away. Authorities said the blast occurred shortly afterward. On Tuesday, another explosion went off near a transit station in Bangkok's Riverside. There were no injuries. Those killed in Monday's explosion at the open-air Erawan Hindu Shrine include at least six Thais, four Malaysians, three Chinese, one Singaporean, one Philippine national, and two Hong Kong residents, a reflection of the shrine's popularity among Asian tourists. Rain fell Tuesday on the Chinese port city of Tianjin, complicating recovery efforts and raising fears about possible effects from toxic chemicals following last week's massive explosions at a warehouse that killed 114 people. Workers at the site paused for a moment of silence, and cargo ships blared their horns to honor the dead. Some 57 people still remain unaccounted for, most of them firefighters. Warehouses at the site were holding several thousand tons of chemicals, including 700 tons of sodium cyanide, 800 tons of ammonium nitrate, and 500 tons of potassium nitrate. Authorities also evacuated the area around the site while crews worked to clean up a 6-kilometer-wide area of devastation. This is VOA News. Indonesia officials said Tuesday there were no survivors from a plane that crashed Sunday in the eastern part of the country. The officials said the rescuers located the bodies of 53 of the 54 people who were on board Trigana Air Flight 267. In addition to the passengers and crew, the plane was also carrying nearly $470,000 in government funds to be distributed to poor families. The Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights reports that the Islamic State group is resorting to reprisal killings and other barbaric measures to crush dissent in Sirte, Libya. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Human Rights Office says it is extremely concerned by the brutality with which Islamic State militants recently squashed a rebellion by Libyan civilians in the city of Sirte. Fighting erupted in the city on August 10th after IS fighters shot dead a local imam known for his opposition to the militants. Human rights spokesman Rupert Colville says the apparent opposition of civilians has triggered a wave of reprisals by the extremists, also known as ISIL.
The total number of fatalities is currently not known, but unconfirmed estimates received by UNSMIL range between 4 and 38 killed.
Sirte is the only city over which IS retains total control. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi voiced concerns Tuesday about the removal of Parliament Speaker Shui Man as chairman of the country's ruling party last week. Speaking as lawmakers gathered for their final meetings before elections in November, Aung San Suu Kyi described Shui Man's purge from leading the Union Solidarity and Development Party as undemocratic. As for the happenings in the middle of the night, this is not what you expect from a working democracy, she said. Shui Man remains in place as speaker but is facing a separate push by some members of parliament that would open him to possible impeachment. Aung San Suu Kyi said Tuesday that the proposed legislation is ridiculous. She met on Tuesday with Shui Man, who has supported her bid to reform the country's constitution. A new political survey in the U.S. shows billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump pulling into a clear lead in the crowded 2016 Republican presidential nominating contest. The CNN-ORC poll released Tuesday shows Trump with a national support of 24% of registered Republican voters, easily outdistancing his nearest challenger, former Governor Jeb Bush, with 13%. None of the other 15 candidates in the race hit double digits in the survey. The CNN-ORC survey of 1,000 voters showed that, compared to a July poll, the 69-year-old Trump gained 6 points. Other polls have shown Trump leading in the first two states that will conduct party nominating contests next February.
That's the latest world news from VOA.